Did you have a place where you'd where you made fence off a little, a place where you where the where the hogs were usually outside after the?
Well, we know we didn't. We'd turn them out in a big field, pasture them through the summertime. Mm-hmm. Back at that day and time, you know, they hog wasn't a hog. He was taken to market. He'd weigh around 400 pounds. Mm-hmm. Of course, they don't want a hog that big anymore. They want them to weigh around 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. But you'd pasture them all summer and have great big frames, and again, you'd get them fat, and they'd weigh from 350 to 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm. What about the place where the stock is kept and fed near the barn outside? What'd you call that place?
Barn lot.
And then, where did you keep your milk and butter?
Well, way back when I was first born, they'd try to keep it cold by using spring and spring house, and then finally they got ice boxes, and mm-hmm. after they got, you'd have to come to town buy ice, and you buy it, and it'd be in 100 pound and 300 pound blocks, mm-hmm. and you'd put that in your ice box and keep your milk and butter. And it was a long, long time before you got anything except that ice box. And finally, my daddy had that Delco, got that Delco system, and got a freezer, kind of like these freezers are now. And then they did have one with a coal oil burner.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did they ever have a place, anybody ever dig a place like into the side of a hill?
Oh yeah, we never did have one of those. Uh-huh. They'd call them dairies.
What were they like?
Well, they just dug back in the side of the hill and put a logs up over them and put some dirt and up, cover them up, with maybe they put some sheep and put some logs across them, and then cover them up with dirt and make a front to them and mm-hmm. dig them back in the hill. And I mean, it's cool in there, and you could keep stuff in the wintertime from freezing, and summertime it'd stay cool, and you could keep mm-hmm. stuff in. Yeah.
Down at the spring, what did they call that place where they kept the
spring house?
I see. Did you ever grow any cotton on your place?
Nothing more than my grandmother grow a few rows through the garden, maybe five or six rows through the garden to and pick the seed out of it before the fire in the winter time and make quilts out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's all the cotton. One time she growed, growing about 3/10 of an acre, and there was an old cotton gin over here on the river about 7 or 8 miles, and when we got that cotton picked, I geared up old hack and took that cotton to the cotton gin to keep from having to pick it out. Had to pick it out.
Yeah. How is your farm laid out, that your father's farm?
Well, what do you mean laid out?
Well, I mean in the terms of the place where you planted things.
Well, had lots of grass land and plowed up about every 4 years and tend it in corn and then sow it in wheat and get it back in grass and clover.